Praise the Lord. Message number 257. The title of the message is God's Calling Requirements, Part 4. To understand the requirements of God's calling in our life, I was reminded of one of the important sayings of Paul. Paul said in different places in his letters, I thank God for. That was the statement that was repeated in different epistles for different people and for different circumstances. Paul thanked God for certain workers, certain ministries and certain churches due to certain good things they have done to the Lord, they had done to their service, they had done in their life that benefited others, give good testimony to the Lord, and finally also give service to Paul. And that's why he gives thanks to God for their life. Paul did not give thanks to God to people who were a source of trouble or naughty people or uncommitted people. Instead, purposely and precisely, Paul thanked God for people who were truly living their life to serve the Lord. And he gives thanks to God for certain churches and ministries that were in line with God's will, and they were in line in God's call. Before we go forward to discuss some of these scriptures, let's bow our head and pray. You pray, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Anoint this time that you give us. We thank you for your word that you sent to your church and to your people. Oh God, anoint my lips and let the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. Put words and statements to encourage your people to respond the truth, to be set free, to understand things in a better way, so that each and everyone who listens, he will discern what you are required of him, Lord, to do. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let it be done that the power of the Holy Spirit work mightily in our midst. Raise up more workers and more servants of yours who have committed their life to serve you. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Paul thanked God for the life of Timothy. We can read that in book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. Paul said, I thank God, whom I serve, as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Louise and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. You know, Paul thanked God for the life of Timothy. You know, he say, as I am praying, I am remembering you day and night, and I was giving thanks to God for your life. The point here, why Paul was remembering, you know, Timothy. There were many people with him. He was in contact with many people, but why Timothy here is mentioned here? Not because that is directed to Timothy. Paul said, recalling your tears. So, we understand that Timothy was a man of tears, man who was crying. And what kind of tears? And what kind of crying that Paul admired and his heart was touched, and that tears and that crying caught his attention. What kind of tears? Tears of prayer. Timothy might be a prayer intercessor like Jeremiah. In Jeremiah 9:1 say, "Oh, that my head were a spring of water, and my eyes a fountain of tears. I would weep day and night for the stain of my people." You know, surely, you know, Timothy was praying and crying to God for many people. And certainly he was helping Paul and carrying his burden in praying for many people who are of many needs and of various spiritual situations and circumstances. You know, there are people who will carry the burden in a prayer. They will agree with you, their heart and their mind in unity with you, and you are serving the Lord, and God will raise up such people in a prayer. They are shedding tears of intercession and crying to God. The tears of Timothy that Paul was admired, it could be also tears of repentance and tears of commitment to love God and to save Him. We are reminded of the tears of the woman who anointed Jesus in Luke chapter 7 and verse 38, as she stood behind Him at His feet, weeping, she began to wet His feet with tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. Maybe Timothy was such kind of person at the feet of Jesus, servant, committing himself to serve the Lord wholeheartedly. That would admire Paul, and that what he was reminded every time he's praying, he's recalling the tears and the crying and kneeling down of Timothy. Not only that, Paul thanked God for the life of Timothy because Timothy was characterized by his sincere and alive faith. Paul said, "I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother and later in your mother, and I am persuaded now lives in you also." So here, Timothy, not only he was a man of tears, but he was a man of faith. Paul, as he was looking back to the history, and he looked to his relation with Timothy, how it started, how Timothy responded to the call of God, and how he showed his faithfulness to Paul, who taught him and who trained him, and how Timothy showed commitment and what he achieved in serving the Lord with Paul. And now, as Paul was praying, Timothy, he was now caring and pastoring the church at Ephesus. With all that, Paul concluded that Timothy had a sincere faith. Because if you would not have faith, sincere faith, alive faith, he would not be able to do this ministry that was entrusted to him. And for that sincere and alive faith, Paul gave thanks to God for the life of Timothy and for his ministry. Timothy was a fruit-bearing worker for God and for Paul, who loved him. Paul cared for him and trained him, and Timothy responded to that call of God by being a fruit bearer worker. Timothy was a pastor of a church, and he was doing and following exactly what Paul was instructing him to do. He was fulfilling the requirements of God's calling. In the same way, God is expecting from you to do the same and be in the same expectation as was the expectation of Paul and Timothy. You are called to be a thanksgiving point and a fruit-bearing worker to the people who are cared for you spiritually. You know, the word of God that you hear today, it helps you to grasp, to see exactly how you can improve yourself and be a better worker, a better person in responding to God's call. Ponder on this life of Timothy that we little bit expound and apply it in your life. We'll go to the next episode. Paul thanked God for Philemon. They give thanks to God for the life of Philemon. Philemon chapter 1 verse 4 to 6, we can read the following. Paul said, I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers. Verse 5, because I hear about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints. I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith so that you will have full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. Paul here, it showed that he was always giving thanks to God for the life of Philemon while he was praying and remembering him in his prayers. You know, when what we read, Paul outlined the real reason why he was giving thanks to God for the life of Philemon. And these are the reasons, are the requirement of God's calling in your life. First, Paul said, because I hear about your faith in the Lord Jesus. Most likely, Philemon had outstanding faith in Christ. Faith that was accompanied by much change in life and attitude. In addition, the faith that with God's command is faith accompanied by noble actions and deed with much fruit. Now, when you receive Christ, there's much dramatic changes in your life and attitude. Have you bear much fruit and you have done mighty deeds for the Lord? You know, Jesus say in John 15 verse 8, say, this is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. So faith. Paul say about Philemon. He say, because I hear about your faith. How do you speak about the faith of Philemon? About his deeds and actions. And more than faith, and your love for all the saints. Christ's love was manifested in the life of Philemon. Christ's love is sacrificial and conditional love, giving to the others, the people around. And Jesus says in John chapter 15 verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. Do you have faith? Do you have love for all the saints? Are you a man who are performing things out of love? And Paul say also, I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith. Paul, as he was giving thanks to God for the life of Philemon, about his faith and about his love to all the saints. So he has a man who has faith and he has love. Paul was reminded that this Philemon, he has another potential. He has the potential to share his faith, active, to be active in sharing his faith with others, to evangelize and to share the love of Christ with other people, especially those who does not know the Lord. Faith and love will lead you to evangelize and share the love of Christ with others. That's why you need to develop faith that accompanied by deed and love, so that that will make a person who will bring other souls to Christ, and this way you are fulfilling the requirement of God's calling in your life. You know how much will be a blessing when you are abound in love and faith, and that will be end up with many souls harvested for the Lord. The third episode about Paul, and he gives thanks to God. Paul thanked God for Titus. In book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 16 to 17, Paul said, I thank God who put into the heart of Titus the same concern I have for you. For Titus not only welcomed our appeal, but he was coming to you with much enthusiasm and on his own initiative. You know, Paul had a very hard time to deal and handle the church at Corinth. They were having a people of bad attitude. You know, he was baffled with them. They were a rich people and they are willing to give, but they are boastful also. They have a pride. They want to show off. And he was baffled with them now about how they need to take part in the matter of giving. They need to give. But in the same way, Paul does not want them to give and they will boast. Paul wants them to learn to give with the gratitude in their heart, with the attitude of humility. And he was burdened. He was burdened how to teach them to do that. He was praying and appealing, you know, and he say, for that is not only welcome or appeal. He was pleading, how this issue will be solved. He was praying to God. Titus responded to the appeal of Paul. How he responded? Because he got the same concern. He got the same burden that was in the heart and mind of Paul. Indeed, you know, Titus went forward, you know, he said that with much enthusiasm and on his own initiative. No one pushed him, no one encouraged him, no one forced him to do this ministry. Himself went forward, say, I will go. His own initiative. He took the responsibility to go and visit the church in Corinth to achieve such a purpose. When you are willing to carry the burden of the church and ministry and volunteer spontaneously to do the required work, this will relieve those who are concerned and lead others to give thanks to God for your life. You know, when I am baffled with certain issues and certain situation and I don't know what to do, I have burden, I have pain, the issue need to be solved, I'm praying and somebody will rise and say, I will go and handle this issue. I'm standing with the Lord and with you to handle it. I give thanks for such kind of people who have the same concern and they are willing to do it spontaneously in service to the Lord, in honoring to God and to His Word. When you are willing to carry the burden of the church and ministry, this will relieve those who are concerned and lead others to give thanks to God for your life. That's how the ministry moves forward. And I pray the message that you hear right now will change your heart and life, and commit yourself to save him as Titus did with this wonderful three example: Timothy, Philemon, and Titus. God wants you to take heed of the message. There are principles you need to follow. You need to be faithful to God, how to apply them, how to apply these instructions that you receive. God has called you, God has chosen you to bless you, and God wants to be a blessing to others. God wants to hear thanksgiving from other people's heart and mouth for the ministry that he called you to do. Paul said to the Corinthians, when he sent them the letter, and when Titus carry the mission that God wants him to carry, Paul said to the Corinthians that their response to the call of God will result in beautiful things. We can read 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 13 and 14. He told them, when you are going to give, what will happen? Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else, and in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. God wants you to commit your life fully unto him. You ponder upon the message. Ask God to help you to commit your life fully unto him. Kneel down and let the Holy Spirit check you, check your life. Repent of your sin. Tell him, Lord, I commit myself to change my life and my attitude, and to conform to the pattern of the scriptures. Confess and renounce your sin, especially the bad attitude and character that hinder you from receiving the blessing and be a blessing to others. Tell him, Lord, I commit myself to be a blessing to others. Give me, Lord, more love and faith and sincerity in serving you. Yes, O God. Answer the prayers, and I pray in the name of Jesus, those who respond to the call, fill them with the Holy Spirit and give them the spiritual gifts that they need so that they will serve you and do the ministry in an effective way, and to bring more thanksgiving. Oh God, I pray that the purpose of sending this message had accomplished, and you will receive the harvest that you desire to see in the life of your church and your people. Oh God, Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand build us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Christ's name. Amen and amen.